It's Friday, May 22nd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. At least 620 Christians in Nigeria were killed this year at the hands of Muslim extremists, reports the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law. The Nigerian Civil Society estimates that the total number of Christians killed by jihadists in the country since 2009 will reach 32,000 by the end of the year. The militants also destroyed hundreds of houses and dozens of Christian worship and learning centers this year. Meanwhile, Nigeria's political and security leaders are looking the other way, or even working with the jihadists. Psalm 14, verse 4 says, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord?" Coronavirus lockdowns around the world are bringing food shortages to developing countries. Barnabas Aid has formed an emergency committee to help get relief and assistance to poor and persecuted Christians affected by these lockdowns. Already, they have sent over $865,000 in aid to Christians in 15 countries. You can give through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Another ministry, Mission to Myanmar, is giving emergency relief funds to Christians in the Southeast Asian nation affected by the coronavirus, where poverty and poor health care are rampant. You can give there also through a link in our transcript. On Tuesday, the U.S. Justice Department sent a letter to Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom, warning that the state's ban on in-person religious services during the coronavirus lockdown may violate the Constitution, saying, quote, "There is no pandemic exception to the U.S. Constitution and its Bill of Rights," end quote. President Donald Trump told reporters yesterday that reopening churches was one of his priorities in returning the country to normal.
"One of the other things I want to do is get the churches open. The churches are not being treated with respect by a lot of the Democrat governors. I want to get our churches open, and we're going to take a very strong position on that very soon."
The late Norma McCorvey is known for being the Jane Roe of the infamous Roe v. Wade decision in favor of killing unborn babies. As God would have it, McCorvey became a Christian and pro-life. She even asked the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade back in 2005. But a new left-wing FX documentary called AKA Jane Roe now claims that McCorvey never repented and that she was paid to lie about being pro-life, according to a supposed deathbed confession. A group of pro-life advocates who knew McCorvey signed a joint letter to the film's makers, contesting these claims based on their personal experience with McCorvey. Listen to this clip of McCorvey during a 2004 interview with BBC presenter Tim Sebastian about how she became pro-life through people who pointed her to the Lord.
"They showed me that there was another way to live, and that way was to believe in God."
"And it's your religious belief then that brought you to this point of view that abortion cannot be allowed?"
"It's my soul's belief."
Luke 15, verse 7 says, "I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." President Trump announced an executive order this week that would keep hundreds of coronavirus-era deregulations permanent. The president hopes that removing a lot of bureaucratic red tape will help jumpstart the American economy. Russ Vaught, the acting Office of Management and Budget Director, told Fox News, quote, "Typically, when our country has faced a crisis, Washington responds by grabbing more power. President Trump understands that to get the economy moving, the power needs to be given back to the people and entrepreneurs." And finally, a recent Echelon Insight survey found that 67% of American high school and college students said they are praying or thinking about spiritual issues more often now than before the coronavirus outbreak. 48% of respondents said they attend church often. Of the young people, 32% identified as Roman Catholic and 15% identified as Evangelical Protestant. James 4, verse 8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Friday, May 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.